John 5:35-540. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you were willing to exult for a while in his light. But I have the testimony which is greater than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the works themselves which I do, testify concerning me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me, he has testified concerning me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor have you seen his form. And you do not have his word abiding in you. For him whom he sent, this one you do not believe. You search the scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is these that testify concerning me. Yet you are not willing to come to me that you may have life.
The Jews at one time were joyful over John the Baptist, but they did not realize that he was only the witness of Christ. The testimony of John the Baptist was to direct them to Christ. The Jews also saw the works of Christ, yet they would not come to him. They saw his signs, miracles, and wonders, but they would not realize who the Lord was and come to him. The Father testified concerning the Son, but they did not have his word abiding them, for they did not believe the Son whom he sent. They even searched the scriptures that testify of him, but they failed to come to him that they might have eternal life. To search the scriptures may be separated from come to me. The Jewish religionists search the scriptures, but were not willing to come to the Lord. These two should be kept together. Since the scriptures testify concerning the Lord, they should not be separated from him. We should never separate the scriptures from the Lord himself. Whenever we search the word, we must come to the Lord himself. We must make searching the word and touching the Lord one thing. Whenever we study the Bible, we must open our spirit to the Lord. While our eyes are reading the words, our mind is understanding them. Our spirit must be exercised to contact the Lord through the scriptures. Then we should not only have the understanding of the black and white letters in our mentality, but also have the life in our spirit.